Patterns of Presence, Advent, Day 3. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. The angel went to Mary and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." When we revisit this famous moment in Scripture, we tend to lean into a storytelling that carries this idea of an interruption. In our thinking and in our preaching, we set the scene of Mary going about her everyday business and experiencing a sudden visitation from the angel. And as we describe this, our narration tends to present the suggestion of an inconvenience. Preachers, Sunday school teachers, and church communicators tend to tell the story of an innocent Mary, oblivious to the encounter that she's about to have. She is surprised by the angel's appearance, interrupted by the angel's presence, taken aback by his arrival. The surprise element of Gabriel's visit is often the biggest introduction to the story. And yet the biggest surprise is not really in the angel's presence, but in his purpose and the message that he brings. Gabriel's job is to communicate purpose to Mary. His message is all about what God intends to do in the life of Mary. He is sent with one job, to communicate God's purpose for Mary and answer any questions that she might have along the way. And I'm actually surprised by how little questions there are, because what the angel presents and proposes here is more than just surprising. It's out and out inconvenient. Mary is a young, engaged girl who's going to have to explain a pregnancy and convince those around her that while she is pregnant, she's not been unfaithful. Inconvenience is really the order of the day, and is most certainly the theme of this moment. The interruption that the angel brought was not so much in the routine of her day, but the interruption was felt in the journey for the rest of her life. This is what would forever define this girl. This is what would forever shape her journey. This purpose and this moment would mark her forever and change her forever. This angelic visit did more than interrupt her day. It interrupted her whole life. But even so, I doubt that there were many moments in which Mary looked back with regret. The joy set before her, the privilege of serving purpose, was greater than the pain of carrying purpose. The wonder of God outweighed the inconvenience. However, that's with a bit of perspective of the end result. It would not always have been so for Mary. What arrived with favour and personal presence was outworked in interruption and inconvenience. Mary's life plans were interrupted. The order in which she hoped to approach these significant milestones of marriage, setting up home, childbearing, motherhood, all of that was interrupted. There was favour and personal presence, but it was accompanied by interruption and inconvenience. Sometimes, carrying the favour of God is inconvenient. Sometimes living in God's purpose interrupts our own plans and our own agendas. The view from the end result makes it worth it, sure, but the journey up to that point isn't always plain sailing or easygoing. The pursuit of purpose can be hard, and it can carry misunderstanding and be accompanied by pain and confusion. Maybe that's where you live today. You've been promised the favour of God, but you're living in the inconvenience of its arrival. You've caught glimpses of calling and have set out on the pursuit of purpose, but are living in the place of interruption where the good, the good, the right, the proper, the expected, as in the normal order of things, have all been interrupted. And it's sore, weird, and uncomfortable. Maybe the shape of that purpose has caused you to be understood. Maybe the outworking of that call has caused you to feel pain. Maybe simple obedience and the bringing of your yes to God has brought your whole life into upheaval and brought with it the inconvenience of living out what is His ideal, but at this point isn't yours. It can be hard when purpose unfolds and interrupts the order of things. and it can be uncomfortable when calling and mandate begins to feel inconvenient, especially when the end result and the full outworking is nowhere to be seen and hasn't yet been understood. In these moments, we have to lean into the promise that comes with the purpose. We need to lean into the promise that came with the purpose that the angel spoke to Mary. Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you. Even when it doesn't feel like favour is with you, God is. Even when it doesn't look like people are with you, God is. Even when it might not seem like reason is with you, God is with you. Even when it doesn't look like the odds are in your favour, God is. And even when you don't see it, feel it, get it, want it, understand it, the Lord is with you. Sometimes favour looks like inconvenience and purpose looks like interruption. But in the trying times, the don't quite get it times, even in the times of being misunderstood, judged, and being unsure of the future, God is present with his purpose. He journeys alongside those who journey in his purpose. He brings his nearness and reality to those who say yes to the interruption of his call. He walks intimately with those who surrender to the convenience of his will and yield their everything to his voice and to following his heart. The pursuit of his purpose always brings the promise of his presence. Today, pause. Take heart. On the pathway of purpose is the presence of God. He's with you. He's at your right and your left, your front and your back. He goes before you in this, and he's got your back in this. He is present in his purpose. So when you pursue his purpose, you pursue him. It might be hard. It might feel inconvenient. You might feel misunderstood, judged, and confused. But if you put your hand in his, he'll never let you go, and he'll never let you down. And in the fullness of time, this pursuit will be the greatest achievement of your lifetime. Be faithful in the call, and find the faithful one who called you. Today, pause. As you pursue his purpose, pursue him. He is with you. He's got your back.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by. Tomorrow